You are with Phoenix FM. We're here at Latitude Festival, and joining me fresh from the BBC introducing stage is Miss Lisa Wright. Good evening, Lisa.
Good evening.
So Lisa, have you always been quite country and western, or is it something your sound sort of evolved into?
Well, growing up, I listened to a lot of Motown music, but it's actually thanks to my sister-in-law, who comes from Canada. She got me listening to country music, and she done it by playing her iPod when I was sitting in her front room. And suddenly I heard the most beautiful voice and the most beautiful song, and it was Alison Krauss. And ever since then, I thought I just heard nothing ever like it before. And ever since then, I've absolutely loved the genre. Because if you strip back all of the, you know, the facade of the cowboy boots, and not, I'm not criticising that at all, because they do look great, believe me, but behind it all, actually, is just a very, very honest song. And I'd never come across something before when the focus was on the lyric. And, you know, I mean, it's common knowledge for us, if you, lyrics and melody made perfectly are angelic. And in country music, especially, you have to, the music and the storytelling is all about real life and real people, and I just thought it was fantastic and something that I'd not ever heard. So yeah, it's thanks to my sister-in-law that I got into country music and Alison Krauss as to why I'm still here.
Excellent, good stuff. I suppose Alison Krauss is still very much a strong influence on you, but what other country artists are influencing you at the moment? What other country artists would you recommend to listeners who are just getting into that genre? Mm-hmm.
I would say, American-wise, I would say someone like Cam or Casey Musgraves. Casey Musgraves writes very witty songs. They can be, yeah, full of wit, or on the other side, they can be very heartbreaking. So I feel like she's probably a good person to start out with. And she's just cool. Like, if you see her, she's just so... like, you want to be her. She's just cool. But, you know, the kind of music that I do, I would probably say that if you listen to people in the UK-wise, I take a lot of influence from people like Laura Marling as well. I think she's fantastic. And, you know, whilst her music isn't necessarily typical country music, it is very narrative and gorgeous. You know, it makes you think about it. You wanna know about the person behind the song. So, you know, if you're looking both across both seas, or, you know, across the sea, those people I'd probably suggest.
Excellent, good stuff. And you've just released your new EP, Wednesday's Child. So tell us about that. Where was that recorded?
That was actually recorded in the UK. The songs were written when I was in America. 2 years ago I went to Nashville, and I wrote two songs out there, which is now on the EP, which is Waiting for Rain and Rising Strong. So if you sort of hear those on the EP, you can really get that kind of Nashville sound, but then the other two I actually wrote with a fellow Essex country music duo called Holloway Road, and then Why Would I Wanna is one that I wrote myself, and they're very much more pop orientated, but still with a strong narrative. But yeah, so kind of a mix, really. But I like that, because, you know, as much as I love country music, I also know that I don't come from the deep south of America. So I try and stick to writing songs that have that Nashville sound, but also mean something to me. I wouldn't write about red trucks and short shorts and you know, all that kind of thing that people seem to think that country music is about, because I don't know anything about it. I didn't grow up doing it, so I wouldn't be honest if I tried to do that.
Yeah, it's great that you're applying your own style to it. Yeah. And when it comes to playing live, obviously we've just had the BBC introducing stage here at Latitude. What other places have you been playing lately, and what have you got coming up?
Recently I was at the Islington. A lot of my gigs, now that I'm with a full band, are London orientated and London and Essex orientated. But now we're going to push out further into the north of the country, things like Manchester. And I've got another, I'm recording another EP at the end of the year, so hopefully by beginning of next year, listeners will have something else to have a gander at. But yeah.
Excellent, we'll look forward to that. And finally, where's the place that people can go to find out more about you?
So all of my social media stuff is just Lisa Wright UK. Click on that, say hello, and I'd love to meet you.
Excellent, good stuff. Well done on the set tonight, Lisa, and thanks for chatting to us.
Thank you very much.